Remarks of the President, Durand, Michigan, 30 October 1952.
You got a right to get him if you want him. I like Ike too, but I don't want him for president. Thank you very much for this turnout. It certainly is helpful to me because I know you're interested in the issues, and that's what I'm trying to put out for the people. I'm enjoying the trip through Michigan very much. I'm not out here trying to get anything for myself. After January the 20th, I'll be out of a job and a has-been. I'll be just plain Harry Truman, and I'll probably be around asking you for a job about that time. I'll be especially glad if I can leave behind me in the White House a man who worked for all the people all the time, Adlai Stevenson of Illinois. I hope you've been listening to Governor Stevenson's fine speeches. They show you he's a man of principle, honest with himself and honest with you. They also show he really understands civilian government and civilian problems, and he's sound as can be in his grasp of the great problems of world peace. Of course, he's had a lot of experience in government, and it's natural that he should know a lot about it. He worked in the agricultural department at the start of the New Deal. When World War II came along, he was Assistant Secretary of the Navy and learned about the top-level military problems from a civilian viewpoint. Also during the war, he headed up a very important mission to Italy to help that country get back on its feet. And then he was taken by the State Department to help set up the United Nations. And now, as you know, for the past few years, he has been governor of Illinois. And he's given that great state about the cleanest, most efficient, and most progressive government in the history of that state. This is good training for a man who's going to be president, the best kind of training. You can count on a man with experience like that. It is very reassuring contrast to the military man who's running on the other side. He's been a great general, a very great general. But he doesn't know a thing about civilian life or civilian problems or how to run civil government. He has military training and a military mind. And those are a very specialized mind indeed. Those minds, military minds, are. Think these things over. Compare the qualifications of the two candidates. Compare the platforms and the voting records of the two parties. Then make your decision in the light of what helps you. And remember, the welfare of this great nation of ours, and remember your own interests when you go to vote. If you do that, I have no doubt how you will vote next Tuesday. You'll vote to send Blair Moody back to the Senate and Mullen Williams back to the state capitol again, and you'll put that able and experienced man, Clarence Smozzel, in Congress to represent your interests. Above all, you'll cast your vote for the next president of the United States, Adlai Stevenson. Thank you.